Hi guys, just another friendly reminder, 开言表白季我们的活动正在进行中。5月31日前升级开言会员，一年会员你100%都会得到一份精美礼品，价值49元以上。那如果你升级了两年的会员呢，100%都会得到价值148元及以上的礼物。另外还有价值千元的抽奖活动正在等你，现在就关注开言英语公众号参与活动。嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
今天呢，我们的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你要跟你讨论一个很普通却又不普通的词。
That is normal.
Normal, 它的意思就是普通的、平凡的、正常的。那我们日常生活当中呢，我们大家都是普通人嘛，在过着我们普通却又不普通、平凡却又不平凡的生活。但是在英语里Normal 这个词你可千万不能随便用。
Right, and there's so many synonyms for normal, and sometimes they work in some circumstances, and other times it just sounds kind of strange.
对，那我们今天的节目就跟大家好好的来讨论一下。那如果你喜欢我们的节目，除了听你还想学得更扎实呢，欢迎大家下载开言英语的 app, 因为我们所有的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你已经做了大概有6年多的节目都在我们的 app 里面有文字有音频，那你也可以关注我们的微信公众号。好，那我们就先来说一下 normal 这个词。Adam, 为什么它不能随便用呢？
It's not that you can't just use it all the time. It's just that we have lots of great synonyms that work better in certain circumstances.
你刚刚说的 synonyms 就是近义词。
Yeah, that's right.
那为什么 Adam 说这些 synonyms,maybe they work better than normal, 就是因为 normal 会让一个 native speaker 马上想到它的 antonym, 它的反义词。
Abnormal.
Abnormal.
Right, yeah.
And abnormal 的意思就是有点不正常。
Right, yeah. When I think about abnormal, I think like a doctor would say that.About something that's really wrong with my body.
Oh, 对，不管是你的 physical health or mental health.
Right, if you have kind of an abnormal way of thinking, that's maybe not the best in all cases.
对，因为所以 abnormal 这个词呢，它就是不正常的意思，就实在是有点 negative 啊。那连带着让 normal 也就蒙上了一层阴影。那如果我们要表达普通人这个概念，叫老百姓，可以说 normal people 吗？You know, I'm just a normal person.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
That's okay.
Right.
但我也记得以前我在大学的时候，好像我们有同学说什么 you know, normal people. 然后就有别的同学就说 oh, you shouldn't say that because you're implying that there are many abnormal people.
Interesting. That's interesting logic.
可能他逻辑 abnormal 有问题是吧。
maybe. No, but this word we use all the time to talk about people or the lives that they live. A normal person living a normal life.
哦，所以普通人普通的生活就是 normal lives.
Right.
好。比如你认识了一个新的朋友，然后我说what's he like? Yeah, what does he do?
Right, so in this case, normal might be an interesting word choice because if I said, oh, he's a normal guy, it might seem like I'm hiding something. You know what I mean? Why wouldn't I say like, oh, he's a stockbroker or he really likes swimming?
那如果你就想说他是一个就是个很普通的人很平凡的人啊 nothing special about him.
Yeah, normal or a word that we're going to get to very soon, ordinary.
Okay, so this is when we get into some of these better synonyms,maybe. 好，但是呢在讲这些近义词之前我们还是分享两个今天我从 Adam 那儿刚学到的和 normal 有关的新词。
Oh, we're talking about normies?
Right.
Yeah, normies. So that's, I mean, again, this would be referring to normal people, but the people who are saying this word are, they probably don't consider themselves, they don't think of themselves as being normal.
Okay, so normies 是复数是吧？你可以说 oh, they're just a bunch of normies.
Right, but you can also say he's a normie. But again, that's a judgment. You're saying that like normal is bad.
Oh.
I don't want to be normal. You are normal, therefore you are bad.
对你这个人太普通了、然后一点专长也没有
right,
又不成功、
right.
又不帅什么 You're just a normie.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so it's a little condescending.
It is very condescending.
Very 就很看不起别人的 normies. Alright, 好那另外还有一个词我觉得特别好的啊而且它是和这个英语的语言有关的是、
Now, as for the other word, how about we save that for a bit? Because we have actually a really good China-related question that I actually can't wait to talk about.
Oh, 是师范大学吗? Normal University.
Normal University. Okay, fine. We might as well talk about it now. Normal University.
没有,这个很精彩,我们 save 到后面。
Okay, guys, stay tuned. We're going to talk about this word normal in the China context.
好,那现在我们来讲讲一些近义词啊。I like the one you just mentioned, you're ordinary.
Ordinary. Yep, just an ordinary day. I'm just an ordinary guy working an ordinary job.
这个我觉得就最像中文说的很平凡很普通、然后没有很多的 judgment 说 that's bad, right?
Exactly. Now, before we were talking about normal and abnormal, we don't really use a negative word for ordinary, but we can add something to it.
Oh, make it extra.
Yes, extraordinary.
那个是特别特别好的、对不对 So, an extraordinary person 就是一个特别了不起的人
Right. But generally speaking, ordinary, again, is not bad.
对对就是如果你说一个人是一个 ordinary person, they won't be offended.
Like, right.
They won't get angry at you.
Right.
好那 what about common?
Well, so common has a few different meanings, right? When I think about a common person, I think about the word commoner.
Oh, commoner 就是 in the British context, 用的很多的有贵族对吧、aristocracies,、然后其他的人都是 the masses are just commoners.
Commoners.
The house、of commoners.
Right, but even within that、aristocracy, right, like for example, Meghan Markle,、commoner.
对梅根她的背景是一个 commoner.
Right, and Kate as well, Princess Kate. Even though Kate's family is, you know, very wealthy, they own lots of land,、she's still a commoner.
Okay. 哎呀所以这个阶级观念真的这 class 的观念非常重是吧、所以你觉得 common 是让人想到 you know, class, social class.
Yeah, exactly.、
特别是当我们用 common 形容人的时候、我觉得用 common 形容别的东西比如我们经常说 oh, this is a very common expression,、
right.
是一个英语很常用的说法、this is commonly used,、
right.
就是说 it's used a lot.
Yes, exactly. So this word, while it can be used for people, I like to use it for things. It's、a common sight. It's a common occurrence.
对对。好那接下来我们还要看的一个词呢是 regular.、
Okay.
Regular. Regular 的意思就是经常会发生的。
Yeah, it's something that you can count on.、usually just everything goes the same way.
对比如我常听的一些美国的播客哪一天来了个代班主播他就会说 oh, today、instead of our regular host,、不是我们天天来的那个 regular host、而是一个代班的 guest host.
Right, exactly. So we often talk about regulars on a TV program.、
电视上就常出现的角色是吧
right,
They're regulars.、好那最后我们要看的一个近义词呢是
Average.
这又是一个很有意思的词因为它本身的意思就是很平均的、So we can talk about, you know, national average income level.
Right, or the average temperature.
对但是好像现在用的时候 a lot of people take it to mean not good.
Right, they mediocre.
Mediocre 是还有一个词 Mediocre means pretty bad.
Less than good, anyway.
Less than good,
Less than good.、whereas average is, like you said, it's just in the middle, or it's just a function of two other numbers, at least two other numbers.
对但现在很多人 你说他很 average, 或者他做的这个事情很 average, 他就会觉得很受伤很 hurt.
I would not suggest using it、for people. Personally, I consider myself to be average, and when I say that, I don't mean to put myself down. I'm very proud of that.
对，比如我们形容一个人的外貌，他是身高啊什么，你说 average height, or average looking, 就没有那么漂亮，但也不丑，就是很对吧？很 average.
Well, it's funny. So now that you said like yeah, average looking, then
你不高兴了？
yeah.
So, Adam got a little offended.
Well, you weren't saying it about me, were you?
No, I think you are extraordinarily good looking.
Mediocre. Mediocre. But that's my point, right? Is that,、just this word, if you use it towards a person, they might not be very happy.
Right. So, yeah, be careful.、
Right. You know, you can just say, if you're talking about yourself, oh, I have an average income, average height. That's great, but just don't call anybody average.
好，那接下来呢，我们要来看一组是固定的搭配啊，都是用来形容人。但是它这个很有意思。比如说我们可以用 regular Joe、来形容一个普通人。
Right, yeah, or average Joe.
Average Joe.
Yeah, people in power or in government often talk about the average Joe.
对，他就说 I'm working for the average Joe.
The average Joe, right?
对，这个 Joe 是一个男人的名字 ,J-O-E, 但你不一定名字要叫 Joe, it just refers to 一个 ordinary
Yes, exactly.
就老百姓的意思。
Yes, yes.
所以还有一个说法是什么 regular folks, 是吧
Yeah, oh, they say that a lot.
Yeah, regular folks.
Well, that's why a lot of these leaders, they pretend that they are regular folks, or they try to appeal to regular folks, but, you know, they're not.
对。好，那其实前面说的那个 regular Joe, average Joe, 还有一个对应的形容女生的。
Are you talking about Ordinary Jane?
Yes, I am.
Well, Jane has a lot of names here, too. She can be Average Jane.
Average Jane,
yeah, Ordinary Jane, I've heard. We often talk about Plain Jane, but that's a bit more...
Negative.
Yeah, a bit, right?
就是说她很 boring, 说这个女生。
Maybe boring, or like you said before, kind of average looking.
就不漂亮。
Well, just because someone is not beautiful doesn't mean that they are ugly.
Exactly, 对吧？好，那最后我们要看的形容一群人的这个说法呢 ，it comes from a song. 这个说法特别的有意思，叫做 everyday people.
Oh, I like the cadence you had there. Yeah, it's a great song, but it confused me when I was a kid because the words are I am everyday people.
People,
and I think, that doesn't make sense.
I am an everyday person.
Or we are everyday people, or I belong to everyday people. but yeah, it just makes a lot of sense from, if you're looking at it like a poem, you know, I am everyday people. I represent.
哎，那是不是因为这首歌，因为它非常的有名，很有影响力，所以现在的 term everyday people 就是老百姓的意思。
It has caught on. It's like McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. That's not grammatically correct.
Right.
But everybody says that now.
对对。好 ，everybody says it every day.
Every day. It's an everyday
people say it. OK, 那我们现在这个 part 呢，在我们节目结束之前达到了一个高潮，就是我们要说说。一个以前也 confuse 我很久的一个 normal 的用法、师范大学
Yeah, so I remember、I used to take actually Chinese lessons near、East Normal University
哦、上海的华师大
No, 广州、
Because
there's normal universities all over China, right? And I just couldn't I didn't know what does this mean, normal
Okay, wait 所以对一个 native speaker 来说你们看到师范大学写着 normal university、你们也不知道它是什么意思
Well, it makes me think like what you said at the beginning of the show It makes me think like, okay, if it's normal then what is abnormal? Right? So it makes me think like maybe this is...
正常人去的大学。
Right. So maybe the other university I'm not seeing is for abnormal people.
Hey, 好好。那我们现在来解开这个谜团。为什么师范大学要叫 normal university? 它是 Chinglish 吗?
No. No, it is actually kind of like French.
Oh, okay.
Or Latin. I mean, it's because this word normal actually comes from norm.
Oh, norm, 那个名字比如说 social norms.
Social norms, right? You know,
社会准则
Pay your taxes, don't punch people in the face.
对,就是道德准则,做好人。
Right. So, actually, the people who in the past and still in the present, who have to kind of reproduce these norms, who have to teach them are, teachers.
啊,因为老师的一个职责之一就是教育小朋友社会准则、
right.
社会规范怎么去遵守他们
Right. So a long time ago in France, they started to use this term there.、So I think whoever the translator was in China, the first time they used normal university as a translation was probably a very educated person,、
yeah.
but probably didn't spend a lot of time talking to average Joes.
诶那在美国师范大学 because you guys also have it.
Sure.
那通常叫什么名字呢就怎么翻译
Teachers College.
Oh, okay. 就是 Teachers College.
Teachers College, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they might have a better name, Institute for Education or something. Oh. But the way that we just refer to it, we common people refer to it, is just Teachers College.
All right. Got it. 好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。对，跟大家聊的真的是这个普通又不普通，平凡又不平凡的词。最后 I'm very satisfied that I finally know the answer to normal university.
Yeah, it really, if I could go back in time, you know, to 2011 and find young Adam, young normal Adam, I would love to teach him.
好，感谢大家的收听。那如果你想把英语学得更好呢，在收听我们这个双语脱口秀之余，还是要更加系统性的来学习。那开言英语的会员课程就是为你准备的，大家可以下载我们的 app 先来免费试用，让我们非常丰富的啊不同等级的课程帮你一步一步的提升自己的英语。 OK, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys.